today, what was the top political story of the last 12 months? Welcome to the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Morning, Michael.
Hello, Adam Lang.
Hello, Michael.
In just 5 minutes, we're each going to put forward a big political story from the last 12 months, and at the end, we are going to decide who wins. Let's get straight into it. Adam, why don't you start us off today?
Okay, it's the Aged Care Royal Commission is my nomination. The reason? It's a $20 billion a year industry to run to provide subsidised care and support to older people. We have a growing and ageing population in front of us, and we need to get this right. So the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety held 23 hearings and workshops in the last 12 months, saw 600 witnesses and received over 10,500 submissions to deliver a report of 2,000 pages.
What you would have loved that. You would have read all that. You would have loved that.
It was a page turner. I had to.
Go on.
There are 148 recommendations in that, which really centered on creating a new system underpinned by a rights-based act, funding based on need, and much stronger regulation and transparency. So this is yet another massive story at the nexus of federal and state responsibilities that just hasn't been looked after well enough. We have been spending $20 billion a year to get aged care wrong, and now we need an entirely new model. And that's why it's my biggest political story for the year.
It is big. Don't know if it's the biggest. I'm going to go last because I reckon I've got this one. So, Sean, why don't you go next?
Well, I'm probably going to concede to Adam on this one. This is more the most outrageous story of the year, as far as I'm concerned, at least in terms of politics. The Morrison government, worried about China accessing the 3G and 4G networks in Papua New Guinea, Fiji and other parts of the Pacific, strong-armed Telstra, the ASX-listed company, into buying Digicel, which owned all those assets in the Pacific. But Telstra didn't really buy it. We paid for it. The government provided most of the funds to Telstra to buy the company. Now, the government said it was just helping the neighbours, but it was doing exactly what we complain about China doing, interfering with private sector companies to buy public assets. I just think that was outrageous. Okay, Adam, yours might be a bigger story, but I'm more outraged at mine. What about you, Michael? What's yours?
Well, I reckon, Sean, though, yours is a pretty good deal for Telstra shareholders, and there are plenty of Telstra shareholders in Australia.
1.1 million of them, so there are 1.1 million of the 25 million people happy about that.
That's right. So there's 1.1 million people who do not agree with you on this particular story.
Good
but
point.
It doesn't matter because this one is the top political story for the last year because it relates to Australia's position in the world. I'm supremely confident about this one.
Totally.
So despite international borders being closed, Scott Morrison has still managed to make a fairly hefty impact on the world stage. It's really been pretty much a shopping list of meetings and treaties and pacts over the last 12 months. You've got the Quad engagement. That's with the US, with India, Japan and Australia. And that one sends a pretty strong message to China. The Prime Minister attended the G7 in Cornwall in June as a visitor. So that was a pretty big honour to be invited to attend that. While he was there, he also signed a free trade agreement with the UK. Then came the big one. That was the AUKUS pact, of course, with the US and the UK. A really big deal there because it covered nuclear-powered submarines and a strengthening of a very traditional alliance in the face of a strengthening China. But of course, the broken submarines deal with the French did not go down well at all. And I do suspect we will be hearing Emmanuel Macron talking about Scott Morrison lying for quite some time to come. So because of that, it all relates back to where we are in the world. That to me is the biggest political story for the last 12 months. What do you reckon, Sean?
Well, yes. One thing I will add to your story, it's not just the French that's going to hear about that. It's actually going to be the Labour Party repeating that comment from President Macron saying he knows Scott Morrison lied. So, Michael, I think you're going to take the prize here. Aged care, very, very important issue and perhaps didn't get as much attention as it should have because of COVID. I've lost out. Digicel, I'm outraged, but not the top story. Michael, ScoMo on the world stage. Fair enough. You win.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Michael.
That's it for today. Make sure you hit follow or subscribe on the podcast so that you get the next episode automatically in your playlist. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five by Fear and Greed.